Good morning. We continue with our study of Sefer Yehoshua. We're in the sixth parak, and we last left the people and Yehoshua are around the city of Jericho. So we find Yehoshua and the people outside of the walled city of Jericho, which was sealed. So Geras u'Mesugeras, Mipnei B'nai Yisrael, for being able to be accessed by B'nai Yisrael. So the Mitzudas David explains, what is the point of the double word, so Geras u'Mesugeras? And even though the city was protected by walls, now the people of Jericho knew that B'nai Yisrael were coming, what it meant was that they added fortification. No one could come into the city, no one could leave the city, so this way B'nai Yisrael wouldn't be able to find the entrance to the city. In fact, in the future, when we get to the last parak in Sefer Yehoshua, we're going to find out that the Navi is going to highlight that when B'nai Yisrael will fight Jericho, which is what we're going to learn about today, B'nai Yisrael didn't only fight Jericho, they fought the Amori, the Prizi, the Ktani, the Chiti, the Gergashi, the Chivi, and the Yebusi. And why is that? So Rashi over there explains that everybody viewed Jericho as a major, major stronghold to the defense of their kingdoms. And so therefore they moved their armies over, sort of like a NATO alliance, in order to be able to withstand the battle of B'nai Yisrael. So Hashem comes to Yehoshua and he explains how the battle is going to take place. The Radak says that Malach that we talked about at the end of yesterday's parak, he was the messenger who conveyed the information. What was the information? So Hashem told Yehoshua that all the men, anyone who was able to go out to war, was supposed to go around the city of Jericho once a day, each day, for 6 days. And during that time, seven Kohanim were each supposed to carry a shofar, and each was supposed to walk in front of the Aron HaKodesh. On the seventh day, they were going to walk around the city not once, but seven times, blowing the shofar while they were walking. And while the sound was going to happen, when they got to the Tekiah Gedola, that would be heard, the nation was supposed to make also a tremendous amount of noise, at which time the walls of Jericho would fall down, and they would literally be swallowed in their place. So it wouldn't just be a scattered situation, it would literally sink into the ground. And after that, the men who were supposed to be going to war were supposed to go into the city and go into war against the inhabitants. So the Radak asks, if the entire wall fell, what about Rachav's house? It can't be that it fell into the ground, because Rachav was saved. That would have been mentioned in the text. So therefore, and not only that, at the end of the parak, the malachim, the two original spies who had visited her, whom we talked about in the second parak of Yehoshua, they go into her house to rescue her, which seems to imply the house didn't fall. So the Radak says the whole wall didn't fall, only the part of the wall that was facing B'nai Yisrael fell. But the Malbim and the Vilna Gaon both explain that the entire wall fell, including the back end of the wall of Rachav's house that was part of the city wall. And the wall fell tachteha, meaning it was swallowed intact into the ground. It could only be seen on the surface as a commemoration of the miracle. And therefore, Rizman Azeh, there is an opportunity when you see the walls of Jericho, there's a bracha that gets made. Anyway, Yehoshua summons the Kohanim, and he tells them the plan, and then he tells B'nai Yisrael, and B'nai Yisrael were told not to blow the shofar or make any noise until it comes to the proper moment. Well, the proper moment, the Medrash tells us, was on the seventh day, which was Shabbos, and B'nai Yisrael fought the city and set it on fire on Shabbos, because the same person, Misha Amar, the one who came along and told them to keep Shabbos, was also the one who told them to go ahead and conquer Jericho. So on the seventh day, they blow the shofars, and Yehoshua commanded the nation to blow the shofar as well, as Hashem had given the city over to them. And Yehoshua says, though, as they're going into capture, he tells them, no one is allowed to take from the spoils of the city. That stuff was supposed to be set aside for Beis Hashem. Only Rachav and the people in her house were supposed to be left alive, because she had hidden the malachim. And Rashi keeps using that, instead of using the word meraglim, the word that is used is malachim. They earned the title because they guarded themselves, even though they were in a beis nus, they were able to withstand themselves from sin. So the nation comes ahead, they sound the shofars, the walls get swallowed up, they go into the city and they conquer it. And after the city is burning, the spoils are taken to Beis Hashem, and Yehoshua makes a promise that's going to be quite ominous in the next parak. He says that the person who goes ahead and rebuilds the city of Jericho is going to be, or he's going to be cursed. with his oldest child, he's going to go ahead and set the foundation for the city. With his youngest child, he'll put the doors and the doorposts into the place. Which means that when a person starts building the city, the oldest son will die, and his sons will continue to die until the youngest son dies, as he puts the final door into place, which certainly we're going to read about in Sefer Malachim, when we learn about Chiel, and we're going to see that he did suffer because he rebuilt Jericho. And this was a serious, major change. There is a discussion among the Mefarshim as to whether Yoshua was supposed to go ahead and put such a cherem into place, and whether he deserved to be punished or not, but we'll get into that a little bit more when we meet tomorrow. So in summary of today, Hashem tells Yoshua that all the people, all the men who are going to fight the war, should circle the city seven times, once each day. On the seventh day, which was Shabbos, they would go around the city seven times while blowing the shofar. At the sound of the last shofar, the nation is supposed to make a lot of noise. The walls of the city sunk into the ground, and they killed all the inhabitants of the city. And this is certainly something that wound up happening one step at a time. And the city of Jericho was ultimately captured by Bnei Israel on that seventh day. And Yoshua put a curse on anyone who goes ahead and is Moel Becherim. They utilizes any of the spoils of the war, or goes ahead and tries to rebuild the city of Jericho. That person will lose his children one step at a time, starting with the process of setting the foundation all the way up until the final door is put into place. And we're going to see that when people take steps to set things aside for Hashem, we have a responsibility to go ahead and make sure that we do that which is proper, which is Hashem's mission. Have a wonderful, terrific day.